Good morning. Let me ask you a couple questions. How many of you would hug a skunk? They're cute, aren't they? Black and white, little furry, cute little things. You wouldn't hug a skunk? How many of you would eat a bug? A worm? Not a gummy worm, an earthworm. You wouldn't eat an earthworm either? Not even a double dare? Eat a earthworm? No? Okay. Sometimes we will say, I would never, ever do that. But if somebody said, I'll give you a lot of money if you would eat a worm, would you eat a worm? No? If they give you $100,000, would you eat a worm? No? What? It would be a lie? They might have lied, yeah. What, he's a smart kid, isn't he? What if he had a suitcase full of money and he showed you? Very good. He still might not give it to you. You're smart. What else could I tempt you with? No, forget it. Jesus was in a similar situation. He told his disciples, I'm going to be rejected by the whole church, and I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to die. It's going to be terrible. And the disciples heard that, and they were following him. And you know what they said? No, you're not. You're not going to die, and you're not going to be crucified. We're going to see to it. And I will, and if nothing else, I'll die with you if that's the case. Okay? He says, that will never happen. So what did happen? Jesus was rejected, suffered, and is put on the cross. What did the disciples do? They ran away. They said, but I don't know him. And yet they turned around and says, I will never deny you. I would never say that I don't know you. But when he was arrested and he was put on the cross, that was the first thing Peter said, wasn't it? I don't know him. He didn't say it just once either. He said it three times. Sometimes when we say we'd never do something, we just might turn around under the right circumstances and do it if we're not strong enough. And that's what the disciples did. But that's not the end of the story, because Jesus forgave them. That's how great love he has. He forgave them, just like he forgives you and me of the many things that we do wrong. So Jesus' love is great. His forgiveness is great. But he doesn't want us to ever deny him. He wants us to stand up for him. He wants us to say, yeah, I know him. And I know that he loves me and he loves you too. Okay? So that's what he wants us to be. Not deniers, but confessors. Say, yes, I know him, and I'm not going to let you badmouth Jesus or say bad things about him. I'm going to stand up for who he is. All right? So don't worry about eating worms or hugging a skunk. Just stand up for Jesus. You're very welcome because he loves you. There you go.